Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy!
Hey everybody, this is Coach Anna McCoy. I want you to know that you are loved and appreciated today. We're so happy to have you join us on Woman Act Now Radio. I'm here with our sidekick, this is Shauna Stallworth, and we are excited that you're joining us on today. If you're listening to us for the first time, we got an awesome show in store for you on today. Today we're going to be talking about transition. This is our month for career power, so this topic is right on point for today. We've been having an awesome time here at Woman Act Now, and all we're missing is you. You know what? We're here to help you move forward in your dreams, visions, and ideas. And we want to encourage you to become a part of our organization today, where we provide affordable coaching for every woman. And you can do that by logging on to www.womanactnow.com. Find out more about the organization. Become a member. Give me a call, 877-751-5700, extension 407. I'd like to talk to you more about the organization, as well as give you a promo code for a 30-day free trial. Now, you know, if you're listening, I want you to know I really want you to call me because I really want to talk to you, and I want to see you move forward so that you, too, can begin moving forward in the things that you know you've been set aside to do. I want to welcome my listeners who are listening to us on the line zone today, and thank you for joining us, and we're going to open up the lines in just a little bit here as we move forward in our topic, just to get your input on today's topic of transition. I'm going to invite our master coach to the line on today, so that we can begin our journey in transition. And you know what? Before I do that, I do want to encourage you that if you're near your computers and you want to watch us, you can do so. For those of you who are WAN members, then you know to go to the homepage of Woman Act Now. And if you are watching this broadcast and you want to continue to watch it as you move forward or check out our archives, be sure to mark us as a favorite. Also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter. So I'm going to invite our master coach to the line on today. So welcome, Coach Anna.
Thank you very much, Sean. All right, everybody, I'm excited about our topic today. You can watch us via our Woman Act Now radio. And you know what? I'm going to encourage you today to make that connection with someone that you might know and tell them to call into the show. It is, that number is 718-664-6402, because we're talking about transitions. You know, and as I began to prepare for transitions, I'm excited about this because, you know, I just kept thinking about it. And, you know, this month is career power. And so today we want to talk about transitions. You know, what happens oftentimes, many people, you might be in a situation today where you're in need of a job, or you're thinking about changing a job.
Mm-hmm.
You might have friends or family members. So I want you to send them a text and tell them to tune in to the show, because I think I'll talk about a couple of things concerning transition that may help you in this process. So first things first, let's talk about what does transition mean. You know, the word transition really means to go from one point to another point. So there are two points here, and the transition is like there's an overlap, there's a passage. The word transition actually means passage or passageway. When I began to really do some research and really begin to think about how can I really talk about transition, you know, Shauna, I'm always talking about things from a deeper level as opposed to just, you know, I can give you 10 things you can do in career transition, you know, whether it's job loss, whether it's a job change, whether it's moving from a community to a new community, all of those things, and we all go through it. But I think I want to take this just a little bit deeper to talk about transition. And I really love the fact as I began to think about transition, what it really was. It's really a passageway transition. You know, we talk about this all the time, is also another word for convert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, when I saw that, I really pushing this whole idea of what we're doing as it relates to Woman Act Now and always talking about converting your talents, converting those things to opportunities of value.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think about transition, first thing I want to talk about in this first part of our segment today is talking about what are the indications that you are in transition.
Oh, that's good.
You know, and many people say, I'm in transition, and oftentimes they say that because they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know where they are. But I've learned something about transition in my preparation, and that is transition, when you think about it, remember that it is a passageway. So we're going to talk about that next, about what transition is, what it is not. But let's talk about the indications of a transition. What would let you know that you're in transition? What do you think actually lets you know or indicates that you've made it to a place of transition? You know, we talk about a lot of things. You and I were listening to a song this morning about walking into your season. The wait is over. Now you can walk into your season. So you would be thinking, okay, the wait and the walk, the season.
Right.
So when you look at those, many of you have heard Donald Lawrence's song, Seasons. You know, walk into your season. The wait is over. Now walk into your season. Now, you have to understand there is from the wait to the season, to the place where you belong, the place where you think that this is your moment to harvest, to be productive, to participate, to reap. Okay, that's a point. Okay? The wait is the other point, and that's what's so awesome about transition and when you really understand it. And then he says, walk into your season. And you know that place of walking is the passageway of transition.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, you know, many of us, we want to sit and wait. Mm-hmm. We want to play around in that place. And so that's why I think today's show is going to be so awesome for you to share with someone else. So we're going to encourage you to call a friend, to tweet, to retweet this message. You can check our Facebook. You can check our Twitter at Woman Act Now. Also, Anna McCoy on Facebook. You can check that. You'll see the program and just reshare that on your page with your friends and tell them about transition. So let's talk about those indications of that you're in transition. One of the first things I thought about when I think about transition, Shauna, is that the first indication is that your systems in your life become underutilized or overutilized. That's the first thing I thought about. And when I think about systems, I want to encourage you to think a system is anything with one or more moving parts. So that means that you yourself, your system, you're an ecosystem or an environment in which you learn to operate in. But when those systems become either overutilized or underutilized, then a transition must occur. That word transition also means change. Oh, most people will say to you, in the space of change, rather than calling it change, they'll say, girl, I'm just in transition.
Mm-hmm.
But really what they're saying, they're in a place of change. I'm telling you, this is just going to be so good when I get to the different little parts that I have in mind here today about transition. So the first thing I want you to think about is your system.
Okay.
What system in your life is underutilized or overutilized? Okay? That is going to give you a indication that a change is about to occur.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say if it's underutilized and a change must occur, then what I want to stimulate you to think about An underutilized system means that it's performing under capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Oftentimes when it is performing under capacity, perhaps we have not really given thought to all the things or the possibilities of that system. And what happens when you do take a moment to realize that you're really not performing at your full capacity, guess what? You can't continue the operation of where you are at that capacity because now you know that you're under capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to increase, you're going to have to do what? Change.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to transition,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a person, whether it's equipment, whether it's the environment, the atmosphere you're in.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to start to convert that and change it so that it gives you maximum use. Now, the other part of that is when systems are overutilized.
Mm-hmm.
When they're overutilized, or they reach capacity, or they exceed capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my coach, Coach Hollingsworth, teaches about systems. And that there are one or more moving parts. My mentor and my coach. So what I'm sharing with you, you want to know more about systems, you want to go to Vertical Leap, you want to go to the Vertical Leap, which is a seminar that can really elevate your thought process. Number two, you can go to bossthemovement.com or Google Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, and you'll get more information about them. But seeing that I'm one of his spiritual daughters, you get a little bonus over here. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but let's talk about those systems. Now, remember, I just started this out. What are the indications that you are over or underutilized or that you're getting ready to go through transition? Well, number one is they are. Your system is underutilized or it's overutilized. But when you begin to examine that system, you begin to understand that you've got to do something different. There's a change that must occur. So when we begin to look at systems that reach capacity, now that systems, whether it's in a workplace, whether it's relational, you know, your system, your relational system can reach capacity. In fact, it can be overwhelmed, it can be strained, it can get beyond its variables. When you see a system operating at full capacity, it's not going to operate that long forever because it's never, one thing I've understood about systems is that they're never designed to work at optimum capacity at all times.
Okay.
Okay, whether it's your air conditioned system, whether it's your engine in your car, whether it's your refrigerator system, every system that is created, it cannot even afford to operate at 100% capacity all the time. So that's where we have variances. You know that when your variances start to get out of variance, when you're about to get out of variance, what happens is oftentimes you cannot operate that system. And so we have to learn how to operate within variances. You know, when I think about my air conditioning system, you know, I need to have it serviced, and I keep pushing it to full capacity, and eventually I'm going to pay a price. I'm going to pay a price for that because I haven't dealt with the need, dealt with the issue that would actually shift or change that current system. So that's just a little bit of a idea when we think about those first things that indicate that you're in transition, that a change must occur. And remember, transition means change. It means convert. It means passage. So stay with me. I think that's just awesome because you know what? It's not where you can stop, where you can stop and remain. It is a place that you must continue to move through. And this is why I love that we're talking about career power today. Many people get so exhausted, they get tired at doing what they do. You know, they get tired in the environment. They don't see any space. We had a coaching call recently that the individual, you know, it's time for me to move. It's time for me to make a – but because something's going on within her system that's saying, you know, it's time to change.
Right.
You know, and so the next point I want to bring to you is that when it's time for a transition, for change to occur, one of the things that my coach has taught me is that you are driven out of your comfort zone. Okay, transition causes you – to look at where you are, and you really become driven out of that comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And the beauty about that is simple, is that you're no longer comfortable doing what you've been doing.
Yes.
And you use words like, well, I just don't think there's really any place for me here. Mm-hmm. You'll use words like, you know what, I don't think I love them the way I used to. Because
mm-hmm.
You're no longer comfortable in that space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
When a person tells me I'm stuck, you stuck where?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're stuck in the passageway of transition, and we don't know it. Muay Thai mm-hmm. talk to you about what transition is not.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll begin to understand that passage.
Mm-hmm.
That transition is a passage. It is a passing over. It is it's used in many different areas. In video, you see mm-hmm. it all the time, those transitions. That's
mm-hmm.
because there's from one point to another point, we're trying to get somewhere, and we're going to create a transition and overlapping
mm-hmm.
so that there's an ease of transition or an ease of change
mm-hmm.
on the actual natural eye
mm-hmm.
when you're looking at video editing. So that's another way that we use transition. Another way that when we think about transition, because it is also a word that's called convert,
mm-hmm.
to convert lead to gold.
Okay,
and when we think about that, that's still a transition. Things are transitioning in form and their nature.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always in transition as we are
yes.
believers in God, that nature is always transforming. It's transitioning from one point to another.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about that, indication is, are you uncomfortable where you are?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're feeling that uncomfortability, then perhaps you're in transition and you don't know it. So just,
mm-hmm.
just hold that for a second. The next one is, it's a dark time of the soul.
Mm.
When we think about this, this is so good. I tell you, I'm going to have to just give me 1 second, people. This is some good stuff, and we're having some. If you're trying to watch us via video, we're having some challenges with our video recording today. And we want to make sure that we capture this for you and we can upload it later. Shauna's over here looking at me.
I'm watching.
My co-host is watching me. I want to make sure that we capture this for you.
That's
so
really
now we don't have to worry about it. And our video is actually intermittent. So it's on, but it may or may not give us the best quality. So we're going to make sure that we capture this for you. So, all right, going back to that transition. And I want to invite you into the dialogue today when you think about transition. If you hear something that really speaks to you, I want you to respond to us. I want you to call in at 714-664-6402 so that you can become a part of this conversation, because you yourself might be going through transition. So we want to encourage you, if you're in the queue, raise your hand. Just press, I think, number one, and you can talk to the host. We'll know that you want to talk with us. And so let me continue. So the first one is that your systems become overutilized or underutilized.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is you feel uncomfortable. You're driven out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
The third one that I want to talk about when we talk about transition
mm-hmm.
has to do with a passageway. It becomes a dark time of the soul for you. What that means is that there's this overwhelming spiritual experience
mm-hmm.
that you may have that you cannot understand. You cannot identify. You become restless in your spirit in that place. People
mm-hmm.
don't know how to explain it, but something isn't right. The joy
mm-hmm.
that's in your life, something happens that is just not there.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to encourage you that when you're thinking about this transition, these are the indications that, in fact,
mm-hmm.
you are about to enter in, or perhaps you
mm-hmm.
might be coming out.
Right.
Okay, and the next one is you're spinning, but you're making very little progress. You keep spinning and doing the same thing, expecting a different result, but it never happens.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a gentleman, he shared, his name is Dr. Brad, he shared a short note illustration about a beach ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he recorded it, and all day long, The wind was blowing and the beach ball just kept spinning and spinning and making no progress. Oftentimes you feel in your soul, in that dark time of the soul, you're just spinning. You're spinning. You're not making any progress, but you're moving, but it's just in the same place. It's like oftentimes we were here, you know what, get off the merry-go-round. Get off that merry-go-round because it keeps spinning and spinning, and until you get off of it, nothing changes. The only thing that's going to happen for you is you're going to be dizzy.
It's true.
And not only are you dizzy in your spirit, you're dizzy in your mind, you're dizzy in your life. You know, and you can't do much much effectively being dizzy. And so the fifth one is an overwhelming feeling of ineffectiveness. That no matter what you do, you just feel like you're unproductive. So it's just time for what? Change. So we have to begin to figure out what is it in our life that we need to change in order to through this transition. Many people, when especially in that place, from my experience in talking with people about if they're in a place where they're unemployed, it's always a difficult conversation. I recall even with Monica over that 8-month period, you know, you go up, you go down, you get tired of looking for, you get tired of looking for opportunities to figure out what's the next thing to do. And so when we think about transition, that overwhelming feeling of ineffectiveness starts to impact your life. And so now those are just some of the indications. So let's go back to this point of what is a transition. A transition is from point A to point B, and it's those things that are in between, and that is the transitional space that I want to call it. And so it is the space between two points. So your effectiveness is determined based on how well you understand where you are and also where you are leaving and what you are going to. So now let me say that again. Your effectiveness is determined based on how well you understand where you are, where you are leaving, and also where you are going. Because here's the thing that I find so amazing about transition, and that is when you understand these three things, number one, where you are, number two, where are you leaving? You know, what is that space you're leaving? What is that thing you're leaving? Who is that person you may be leaving? And what are the conditions of what you're leaving? I think when you understand that, also understanding where you are going. Oftentimes, people stay in transition because they don't know where they're going. So the first thing is that in understanding the space or the passageway of transition is understanding where you are today, that's point A, where you are leaving, that is point A, because it's important because when you get into that place of passageway, you must remember where you left. What were you leaving? What drove you into this place of transition? When we think about the Israelites, and this is what I began to think about when I thought about transition, is they spent 40 years in transition, and it got them nowhere.
They spent
40 years in transition, and it got them what?
Nowhere.
Nowhere fast, because when you don't understand where you left, and where you're going, you remain in that space of where you are. You become comfortable. I tell you, we're just not going to get this today, are we? But you become comfortable in where you were or in knowing where you, or just in the place of where you are.
Yes.
You become very comfortable in that space. And so as a result of that, you don't move through the transition. So you're listening to Coach Anna and Sean on Woman Act Now Radio. We're talking about transition. And we want to encourage you, for those of you who are listening to us, to be sure to call in at 718-664-6402. Again, that number is 718-664-6402. And you know what? And if you're listening, and we want to thank those of you who are listening, we're going to invite you to the call in just a second. Just remember that you can press 1, and that'll allow you to be able to talk to the host as we're talking about transition. Coach Anna's been giving us some awesome tools and some things that we can certainly understand. For those of you, some of you may be going through transition, and you may be in transition. So you probably recognize a lot of the things that she's been talking about today. So we want to hear from you in just a few short moments as we continue this topic on transition. And you know what? And as we're listening, and just stop for a moment and think about, where are you now? Do you know where you're going? Do you know what are your ideas? What are your genius inventions? What's your passion? Where is your heart? What is it that you want to do? Are you doing that? You know, in our prayer this morning, we talked about that their transition is in all types of ways. It can be in your personal life, as Coach Anna's been talking about. It could also be in your business. It could be in your family, and it can be in your relationships. So when we begin to think about that and we recognize the topics or just the words that she's speaking on today, and we recognize those different moments in our lives where we may have felt some uneasiness, where we may have felt a dark season or a tough season, or where we may have felt an instance where we didn't know exactly what was going on, but we knew something was occurring. And in those moments, as you recognize those particular moments in your life and you think about those particular moments in your life, let's talk about that today. And let's understand exactly where we are, where we need to go, where we want to go. And as we continue to move forward, we'll always recognize the season, because I've been listening to a CD that talks about you have to be able to recognize the seasons, know what season you're in, so that you can understand how to operate in that particular season. Some of the things that Coach Anna was talked about on today, she said, you know what, in our system, we become overwhelmed with understanding our identity. We become overwhelmed with what's going on in that particular transition season or in that particular moment. We become overwhelmed with everything that's going on. And when you become overwhelmed, I don't know about you, but you can probably get frustrated, you get tired. You know, all sorts of emotions are going on the inside of you, just because, you know, just trying to figure things out. Another thing, you are driven out of your own comfort zone. And I don't know about you, but oftentimes, I know I can certainly attest to that. I've been driven out of my comfort zone in a lot of ways, and most of those times have been during transitional seasons in my life. A couple of them, or most, and you know what, all of them probably have been very pivotal. They've taken me to new places, and as you reflect over your own life, I'm sure you can probably think of those moments in your life as well when you were taken out of your comfort zone or had to do things that you weren't, may not have had the knowledge to do, or maybe you did and didn't realize the resources that were around you. You know, we all have those moments. Another thing that she talked about and we mentioned, she talked about the dark time in your soul. And that's the place where I recognize that you're wrestling, that you're trying to figure out what is this that I'm feeling, because what's going on in my circle, in my atmosphere, in my sphere of influence, there is an unrest, or there is a, she talked about the merry-go-round, but I call it maybe a bump in the road. You know how you get to a road and you go over that bump and you kind of, you know, you hit it and it makes you uncomfortable. You get off kilter. You're not going straight anymore. There's not a consistent pattern, but there's a little shaking. And you start trying to figure out, what is that and how can I fix it so that my spirit can come back into balance? Or if you've ever attended a vertical leap, and she talked about her mentors earlier, you come back into rhythm, that you're trying to get into rhythm, into a place where your spirit, soul, and mind are all in harmony, and you're walking at the pace of the movement of your life's journey.
So you're listening to Woman Act Now Radio. We're talking about transition today, and we're excited that you've joined us. We want to thank our listeners for listening and for being patient with us as we are working through our technical challenges. For those of you who may be desiring to watch us over the Internet, we may have a few challenges now, but I want to encourage you and let you know that we will get up what we can, when we can, but know that the audio will be available for you. Tweet this, share it with your friends. Invite them to listen as we continue to talk about transition. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And you know what? Log on to our website, www.womanactnow.com. Become a member today. If you are a member, share it with your friends so that they can start moving forward in their dreams, visions, and ideas. And you can continue to help push them forward. So I'm going to invite our Master Coach back to the line on today as we continue our topic in transition.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much, Ms. Shana. Shana did a great job giving me a moment to try another method of technology. So just trying to capture this, once you do it, you just want to capture it. You just want to do it. So going back, and thank you for that review, Shana. When I think about transitions, I want to just reiterate is that where you are, you have to understand well where you are, where you are leaving, and what you're going to. As I took that short break for a minute, is when I think about where you are and what you are going to, one of the things that I began to understand is that when we think about the past and the future, that's what a transition is. And when I think about transitioning, this opportunity of transition has to do with how you choose to look at your past as well as how you choose to look at your future. And so when I think about this, this is so amazing to me, is that, remember I said, where are you coming from? Where are you leaving? Most people don't really understand where they're leaving. What are they leaving? So to speak. So oftentimes the hope of the future is not strong enough to pull them into the future.
Yes, that's good.
Do you see? And so therefore, with that in mind, oftentimes they spend their time focusing on things in the past rather than looking for the opportunities of the future.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work at such and such. I don't know why they didn't let me stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So they spend their time thinking about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know why we didn't stay married. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
See, and we stay there far too long, regardless to what people do,
mm-hmm.
what people say to us, we don't believe them. And so when we think about transition, I want you to think about transition from the standpoint of thinking through transition, and I want you to write this on a sheet of paper. I want you to write past, and I want you to write future. And I want you to write it in the perspective of a T. If you've ever heard of a Benjamin Franklin T, if you'll put that a T past in a future at the front of that, on top of that T. And when we think about that, transition has to do with, this is what I want you to do, and for those, you can't see me, but you'll be able to see it later, is to make a T on your page, and I want you to put past and future. Okay? Transition, look what we have here. We've got a T, right? You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Transition is anything in between your past and your future. Now, we've identified that what are the indications that it's time to transition. And I'm going to just forget about all of this technology so I can really get focused on what I want to talk to you about in these last few minutes of the program today, is that when we think about everything in between. Now, your whole life is about transition. It's about change, because I identified the change is the word. Transition is change, conversion.
Mm-hmm.
It is a passageway. So let's start there. Is that what? It's the what? Passageway So between your past and your future, it's a constant passageway. But I want to isolate transition in the way of understanding. You have to identify when we said that those indications of your life or something going on in your life, entering into a place of transition. Number one, your systems become overwhelmed or underutilized. Mm-hmm. Number two, you're driven out of your comfort zone. Number three, it becomes a dark time of the soul. Mm-hmm. Number four, you begin to spin and make very little progress. Number five, you become so overwhelmed with feelings of ineffectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now I'm going to get my role turning here.
I feel it.
Because I'm done with the technology process. So a transition is a space between two points, point A and point B. What? Past and what? Future. Past and what? Future. Past and what? Future. So I want you to understand when you say I'm going through transition, I want you to measure it. First of all, by knowing, I gave you three things I want you to consider. Number one is where you are today. You've got to identify that, because where you are today is somewhere between your what past and your future regarding a specific thing in your life. Maybe it's relational. Maybe it's career. Maybe it's a work environment. Maybe it's finances. But it's a what? Past and future. It is the space between two points. So the first thing that you've got to identify is where are you in this space of transition?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to upload this video onto the website so you can see it. But where are you between the space of your past and your future regarding a specific thing in your life? So you have to identify. Remember I told you you're going to identify that thing that's causing you to go into a place of transition, which transition, no longer just transition, that's an easy way to express. You don't know what's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to begin to identify transition is a place of change. Transition is a place of passage. I'm on my way somewhere, but remember, I've got to know where I am, what I came from, and what I want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I said that if you don't understand where you came from in that relationship, in that career move, what happened in that job, okay, not only was it a downsizing, not only was it a restructuring, but I want you to evaluate what was going on inside of you within this space. Did you stay too long?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best time to get a job is when you have one. Did you not read the things about the system that it was starting to be overwhelmed? It was starting to indicate that a transition was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? The work began to decrease, and there were more people necessary who could get the job done. Perhaps they started sending people home early, but you know what? Here's the problem, is you can't recognize the indicators of transition in your life. And that's what's awesome about Woman Act Now.
Yeah,
it's preparing you as a woman to begin to have that power in your life, to learn how to make the proactive moves that will take you into your next transition or into your next future.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Yeah. Right.
I want to hear from those who are listening to me today. You can join us in the chat room. You can communicate with Shauna as we're talking about this. I certainly want to hear what you're learning today. Please don't be shy. Join the conversation. So let me continue. Now that we understand that transition is from the past and the future, it is a transition of now. It's where you are right now. Now that we understand that, right?
Right.
You have to forget about your technology, too, because I've turned you off, too. So you can't reach nobody.
Well, I wanted to be sure.
You can't reach anyone. No, you can't even reach them. So I've invited you to the conversation, but I'm going to have a tough time getting to you. You can try. You can't reach them. They out there. They can hear us. Okay. So your ability. Now listen carefully, everybody. Your ability to excel in transition is directly related to your hope of what your future will bring. Now you have to see this. You got that? Your ability to excel. I didn't say make it through it. I didn't say struggle through it. I didn't say figure it out. I say your ability to excel. Now, you got to understand, I'm asking you to excel in a couple of things. I'm asking you to excel in change. There are three types of change.
Mm-hmm.
The first type of change is what we call crisis change. And you might have felt like going into this place, that passageway of transition, moving from one place to the next, one point to point B, or from your past to your future, from your old job to your new job, from your old relationship to your new relationship. You might have thought you started this journey in crisis because someone forced you to make a decision. You didn't make it because you did not recognize what the indications of transition, of change, of conversion, of something that was about to happen in your life. And so when we think about that, we think that your ability to excel, remember transition is what? Conversion. So you've got to be able to identify what were those things you missed back here. And see, the Israelites kept wanting to go back here and live back here, and we had food in Egypt. We had houses in Egypt. We had all of these things. Can't we go back? No, you cannot go back, and you must understand that once you have started to move and you find yourself in the passageway of transition, there is no turning back.
That's right.
You can't go back. We're going forward here, okay? And so your ability to excel in transition is your ability to directly relate the hope that you have in your heart for your future. I know the plans that I have for you.
That's right.
I know the plans I have for you, those plans, to give you a what? A hope, because hope is your source in time of transition. You can always tell when people lose hope, when they lose hope in the opportunity, when they lose hope, they don't get out of bed, when they're unemployed, no matter what you say to them, there's nothing there. They go into that darkness. They go into, well, I call it darkness, but all they do is go in the room and keep sleeping. They keep the lights off. Well, I'm saving money. Yeah, you're saving money too. However, we begin to get enter into this space of what we call hopelessness. And that's what's so powerful about transition. You don't want to stay there because what transition is not. Remember I said your hope is the thing that is going to literally, your hope is this. If I'm the hope, okay, hope is here. It is a hope and a future for you. Whatever the case is in your life, whatever the issue is in your life, I am that hope here.
Right.
The hope here must be so strong, you're connected to it,
right,
that it is the rope that literally pulls you through the space of transition. You don't have the rope. You're not pulling the rope to you. Because, see, hope is at the other end of transition.
Right.
Hope is in the future of who you are to be. So it actually has more strength than you actually have in the space of where you are.
Right.
Most people are trying to pull hope to themselves, but hope is there because God is the God of hope in your life, and He is so much bigger. He is so much more able, and it is the strength that will give you something to pull yourself towards your future, because guess what? The stability of your future is in your hope.
That's right.
It's not in where you are right now in this place of transition, this place of the dark time of the soul, this place of being so overwhelmed that you're ineffective.
Right.
So, baby girls.
That's right.
We're going to have to pull on the hope of the future, and that's why those three things I said to you, between the space between two points, is that you have to know exactly where you are, where you came from, and where you are going.
Yes.
Are you allowing the thing that you came from to be the thing that you have anchored yourself to that will not allow you? It's like a rubber band. You know, first you start out, you're going to have so much elasticity. You don't even know. Maybe you got this big rubber band on, and you know you start off and you've got some elasticity, but guess what? The more you move forward with that rubber band around your waist, you're going to get to the point where it no longer has elasticity. The only thing that it can do is react or rebound to the place in which it came. So which will you choose? Will you choose the rope of hope or the rubber band of your past that will keep pulling you back to where you were and not allow you to move to your future.
That's good.
You know, and you say, well, how do I do that? There are many ways that you can move into your future. If you're in that place of career transition, as we talked to one of our members the other night, it is about you developing a plan of action to move forward, to get yourself to convert every opportunity, to begin to sit there and plan and say, what is my career plan? What is this thing I hope for my future? I'm doing an article, a magazine article, and a question on there is, where do you want to be in 10 years? And I'm thinking, my God, in 10 years, why do I want to think that far out?
Right.
But you know what? She's going to cause me to think about it and say, what is the hope? When I began to say, what do I want to be in 10 years?
Right.
I'm identifying with the hope of my future,
right?
Not the rubber band of my past.
Yes.
Because I've already been there, done that, and I don't have time to go back to that. So now let's talk about, are we clear? Because I keep repeating myself to help you understand that transition is powerful. Now, I've only got a few more minutes, but I'm going to do what I can just to share with you what transition is not. Oh my gosh, because when I began to read this about what transition is not, well, not even read it. I actually didn't read this anywhere. I just began to think about what transition is not as a result of what I've just talked about. Is what I've talked about, because Shauna wants to keep distracting me because we have no technology now, people. We're going to deal with it. We are going to deal with it later. Okay, baby? All right, so let's just stay here because I feel the power. All right, so let's talk about what transition is not. Okay? What transition is not, it's not permanent. I thought to myself, you know what? Wow, a lot of people want to set camp in a permanent and in transition. Now, everybody knows the story of the Israelites. For 40 years, they pick up, they want to camp out in where? Transition. Because there, something within them was not, it had not welled up enough to pull them to their future. So I want you to think about what's going on inside of you that wants to make you live in a permanent place. Okay, this is what I call set in camp. Let's say you are that woman and you are unemployed. Have you set camp in transition? The way your camp looks is that you don't get up in the morning. You don't prepare yourself. You don't seek opportunities. I know you might have did it when you first, you know, went into transition, when you entered into the passageway of it. But somewhere along the line, you have set your camp, honey. And the way you see that is you all realize your hope says that I'm never going to get a job. So then it starts to create a space of this is a permanent dwelling for me. So you start to live with what's going on in your life. You know, you deal with issues until you're forced through that crisis. I was telling you about change, and I got distracted, that first change is a crisis change. Where you're forced into doing something, into reacting to something because you have no choice. Okay, the next one is what we call evolutionary change. Evolutionary change has to do with you evolving into something that you realize everything around you is changing, and you know what? You have to change. Then there is a third area of change, which is the most powerful, and that change is visionary change. Boy, 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 are you feeling me? Because if you can get a vision of your future hope, the plans I have for you, the future hope, that rope of the future hope that will not let you go, it will always be there to pull you through this thing. And that's what you have to begin to reach out on the inside of you and say, okay, where am I now? Where was I? Where am I going? Most of us lose sight of where we are going.
Right.
And the reason why I say what transition is not is so that you understand if you have set a camp there, if you have set a dwelling place in the passageway of transition, it's not permanent, lady. It is just a passageway. And, in fact, it's a passageway of conversion. I mean, as you walk through this path of transition, you are to be converting things in your life to get you through to the next point. If you're not converting, You're not moving. You have set your camp. You have taken your dwelling in that place, and you're trying to figure out why are things not changing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have changed, and you have accepted that this is your new dwelling place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Is that it's not permanent. It has a definite beginning, and it has a definite ending.
Mm-hmm.
That's what transition had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not permanent. It has a definite beginning and a definite ending. The next one, and you're going to really, I'm not sure how you're going to experience this, but what transition is not is preparation.
Yes.
Now, I want you to just taste that for a moment. Most of us, when we say we're in transition, we try to figure out a way to prepare something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you today, transition is not preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can understand the indicators that a transition is necessary, there is no time for preparation. The indicators are the things that have equipped you, have identified for you that you are ready.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? You're ready to make a change. But when you slow down in that transition, you've gotten confused that, well, I'm going to do this because I'm in transition. I'm going to go to school because I'm in transition. I'm going to find something else to do because I'm in transition. So transition is not a place of preparation. And let me explain that, give you an illustration of what I mean. When we are doing video editing, okay, when you use transitions, you can't prepare. They happen so quick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not, before you blink your eye, the screen has changed. The transition, whether it's a blurred transition, whether it's a crossover transition, whether it's a fade to black transition, there is no preparation time because it's so instantaneous that you're like, oh, what just happened? So I'm here to tell you that it is not permanent. It is not a place of preparation. It is a place of movement. Okay, here's the third thing I'm going to just share with you about what transition is not. It is not a time of rest or unconsciousness. Now,
right.
Okay, now, ladies, I know some of y'all just got you. Because transition is not preparation. It's not a place of rest. It's not a place of unconsciousness. And this is what happens to most people is they cannot identify what, where they are, where they are, where they were, and where they're going. And keeping sight of where they're going. No matter what the situation, whether it's a job, finances, whether it's relational, you got to identify what do I want in the future. And I'm not talking about things out there. I'm talking about issues you are facing in your life. You have to begin to identify these issues. And am I in transition here? If I am, where am I? What do I want? Do I not want this thing that I used to have? What is it that I do want? And begin to move through that process. Okay, make a decision. Move. Do something.
Right.
Well, not just do anything. I didn't say just do anything. I say it is time to do something. If what you are doing is not working, it is time to figure out a way to do something that will work. And so transition, again, is not what? It's not permanent. It has a definite beginning and a definite ending. Number two, it is not a time of preparation. Number three, it is not a time of rest or unconsciousness. See, those are the kinds of things that are indicate to you that you're about to go through a transition, that you've gone unconscious, you've been resting too much, you've been taking too many sabbaticals, you've been running from the issue of time, of the time for you to move. And so how do you grow through transition? How do you grow? It is a time of growth because in the process of transition, now understand that's not permanent, it's not preparation, but it is a time of growth. It's a growth based on what you have already acquired. It is a growth that helps you convert your assets through the process of transition. So for instance, if you've been working for someone for 10 years, you should be confident in your ability. Okay, you create a resume, you sharpen that resume, you begin to reach out to your contacts, you begin to reach out to your personal networks, but something happens. See, in transition, it should be a time of converting assets, mm-hmm. of you to be able to convert those personal relationships. You're able to convert the knowledge base. But mm-hmm. oftentimes when we don't recognize it, we recognize what the future can hold.
Mm-hmm.
With a level of confidence, we shrink back to our past.
Mm-hmm.
What I used to do, what I did, and a greater place to be is to watch out for the indicators that you're getting ready to go through transition.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why people say if you have a job, this is the best time to get a job, because you can speak what? Now.
Mm-hmm.
About where you are now as opposed to where you were
mm-hmm.
in the past and what you might want to do in the future. And remember that to grow through transition, you have to be willing to move from one state to another. It is the natural conversion or the natural change of one state to another.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in that place, and we talked about the place of transition, and you found yourself in the kind of the here and now in that passageway, unable to move,
mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you today is to think about your future. Think about what is ahead of you, and let it be that thing that pulls you forward, because you know what? It's not over. And remember, no matter where you are today, you're going to be pushed out of that transition into something else in your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's going to be. It turns into other things if you don't take a proactive choice. It turns into something that you did not want to happen. If you don't have a plan
mm-hmm.
as you're moving through transition, it will cause you to make different types of decisions
mm-hmm.
because you have no option. So when we enter into these places of transition,
mm-hmm.
we cannot enter them unconsciously.
Right.
We cannot enter into them as if now I can relax. We must enter into them with an alertness and an awareness
mm-hmm.
that this is immediate, that this is an opportunity for me to do it, but you must have a plan of action.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, transition will force you to make decisions that you would never have made if you
mm-hmm.
were in a more stable environment.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in a situation where things were normal, so
mm-hmm.
to speak, you would not have made the kind of decisions
mm-hmm.
that you made in transition, because you made it a dwelling place.
Mm-hmm.
You made it a permanent home. So we want to encourage you today is that to send us a note. We'll respond back to you. Let us know how this program today, because I just know somebody has been tremendously blessed by hearing about transition.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to hear from you. You can send us an email at womanactnow@thinkactnow.com, or just go to our Facebook page and share your message there, or send me a Twitter message at Woman Act Now, and we'll get it. So we want to thank you for listening today, and we'll upload the show later today for you to be able to see it and enjoy it these last few minutes. That's why I kind of went back over
mm-hmm.
this whole process in short order. I wish I would have had an opportunity to talk to you today, but unfortunately, I don't know how to invite you in over the phone without using my studio. So, but anyway, everybody, you got some announcements you want to make? Or actually, Shauna, you're here with me. You're my one audience member that can talk back to us. So, what did you learn about transitions today?
You know what? That to ready. You know, not so much as to be ready. Is that what the show did do for me today? Is it spoke things that I have experienced and may not have communicated. Because, you know, we often, that's why I was sharing in the midst of the show, I said, you know what, I said, I don't know about you, but for me, I know what transition is. I know exactly what it is, because I've had it several times in my life,
mm-hmm.
and I'm even experiencing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go through the process, you may not be able to communicate exactly how you're feeling or what's going on, but you know what it is, but you may not be able to communicate it. But I want to share with you today that sometimes you may get distracted, you may get frustrated and hurt,
mm-hmm.
but be encouraged to know that you have someone here at Woman Act Now that you can talk about these seasons with to help you understand what's going on so that you know you're not alone, and to push you to that future hope that Coach Anna talked about today. So that was very encouraging.
All right, ladies, so you can watch us on Woman Act Now, in your member area on womanactnow.com, as well as listen and mark us as a favorite in your Blog Talk Radio. So we'll talk to you real soon. And, again, you can send us a message through there, or we'll look for your comments via Facebook. Be blessed and have a tremendous day. Bye-bye.